Italy has borne some of the worst effects of the coronavirus outbreak. Hundreds are dying every day there, focused more on the country's far north. TPR arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan connected with a former San Antonio couple who live there.
Jim Samsel and wife Marty vacationed in Italy 2 years running, and they really loved it.
Well, after spending a month in Florence, we came back the next year and stayed for 7 weeks. And during the next year, we moved here with 9 suitcases.
They now live in the heart of old Florence with its narrow streets, red tile roofs, restaurants, piazzas, and universities all around them. In the nearly 3 years since they got there, he says Italy has performed as they had hoped it would.
The food, the culture, the architecture, la dolce vita.
But not long ago, they began hearing about coronavirus, and before long, about how it was spreading in northern Italy, north of Florence.
It all happened very quickly. A week ago, last Wednesday, was the last day we went out to lunch, and that's a big deal for us.
Samsel says restaurants and coffee bars put masking tape on the floors to signify where people could stand, thereby leaving personal space. Suddenly, though, Italy closed most everything down.
The only thing that's open is grocery stores, pharmacy, and tobacco shops, though some enterprising delivery people are getting some food out.
Despite all the closed restaurants, Samsel doesn't feel the pain many others may feel.
My wife's a wonderful cook, and she just keeps bringing good stuff out of the kitchen, and I'm very content with that.
The trips to the grocery store have changed, too. Their local grocery is just a couple of blocks away, and the last time they went, they saw a curious sight.
There was a gentleman with a mask on at the door that was beckoning people in as people came out.
People were kept waiting outside till customers left. That way, it never got crowded inside. People waited in lines or queues.
And everyone queued up. Without argument, without problem.
While he's had little close contact with others, neighbors speak off of balconies and out their windows.
We're first floor, which would be second floor in the U.S., and we open up windows to the street or windows to the... There's a courtyard that's a parking garage.
The street below is often teeming with students, but not now.
It's a little eerie because this neighborhood and this street is normally full of American semester abroad students. That was really the first big thing when they left.
You may have seen the inspiring YouTube footage of Italians singing to one another off of balconies. The public can't be with one another, shoulder to shoulder, but these impromptu performances off balconies provide a kind of community they haven't been getting.
It's kind of made the piazza, the public space, everywhere.
Samsel describes other things he's seen in recent days.
There have been notices going out on social media like everybody take a candle out to their window or their balcony, or everyone sing the national anthem at 9 o'clock on a certain day. And it's quite moving.
Jim Samsel plays guitar and ukulele, and wife Marty made a suggestion.
My wife said, well, play Over the Rainbow or something. It was her suggestion.
And that's Samsel playing his ukulele. Although Italy continues to suffer, they've now taken over as the location with the most COVID-19 deaths per day. Samsel says he's been impressed with the Italians, who seem to be pulling in the same direction to get coronavirus under control.
You know, there's people still alive that remember post-World War II hardships here, and their, you know, instinct to pull together, I think, is really strong. Hopefully the new cases will drop off because of the social distancing and the complicated thing they're talking about, the flattening the curve will occur.
Jim and Marty plan to ride this out and then stay right where they are.
We muddle through, and everybody's been, you know, just great to us and very warm and accepting.
I checked back in with them to ask if anything had changed in the several days since we spoke. Nope, we're chilling with the gatto, that's their cat, and watching cookery shows on YouTube. Now, with San Antonio lockdowns imminent, many of the scenes Jim Samsel described will likely be playing out here and soon. I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.